It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Welcome back.
Thanks. Does anybody know my password to the computer?
I find it fascinating. You've been gone for one day, actually a weekend, and then a day, and you're completely flummoxed. You've been locked out of your computer.
Well, I will say, maybe it's three.
Have you tried my password?
What? What's that?
That's one of the common, is just saying my password, you know?
No, I know it's one of two, but it won't accept either, and that pisses me off.
Are you sure that it's one of those two?
Yes, because I just changed it.
You changed one thing and you don't remember.
No, I got both passwords. It's not taking either one of them.
Makes you feel any better, Mike.
Have I been fired?
My computer won't even turn on. Yeah, you got locked out of the building.
Oh, no.
They just have yet to inform me.
One of those sort of situations? I came in from practice once and all my stuff was in a trash bag. No one bothered to tell me, so.
And it makes me sad.
It happens. Don't mind us. Just.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. What do you do?
My guess is you call IT and they reset the password.
You have an iPad. You'll get through it.
Yeah, no, I'm good on my iPad, but I need the fart drops.
Well, I'm guessing Joey or whatever you're going to call him this time is probably the man.
Is Johnny here?
And he was sitting in Cooley's office maybe 20 minutes ago, so I'd catch him now, though, because he does leave right around this time.
He doesn't stay till 5?
That's a negative. That's a negative on the 5 o'clock thing. I'm usually...
Really? Leaving a little early, huh?
I think he takes off,
a little early, huh?
But I think he often starts early because he gets pestered by swag.
Yeah. I think Swaggard one day will get murdered by Joey, because I listen to them in the morning sometimes walking the dog, and then I just go on the app, and so I start from the beginning. And I would say that 60% of the time, Dirt and Sprague start off a show with some sort of complaint about YouTube or some, and it's usually not an on-air thing necessarily. They don't like that the YouTube is fuzzy. They're very big into the 9 people that watch our channel on YouTube.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like either the YouTube picture isn't right, or the sound isn't right, or the chat room. They get very angry about that sort of stuff, and I think they bother Joey early in the morning.
And yeah, Joey,
I believe one time they called that like an emergency engineer number because the printer wasn't working.
Yeah. Well, as it's been well documented here, one time our old boss, Kim, was sitting in her office, like on a really bad call, like we're getting ready to fire people for budgetary concerns sort of call. And Swag loitered outside of her office for like 40 minutes. And so Kim thought that there must be some sort, because she was doing the wave off, you know,
here's like the situation.
I'm busy. And eventually she was like, crap, he must need something. It was to tell her that they were out of K-cups. They needed more coffee pods.
It's over!
Well, it's important.
Yeah, it's not a... That's... You would think that maybe you could understand, like, you could tell by her look that that was maybe an important call. No, had to...
Hold on, everybody!
How are you going to get How are you going to do a show in the morning without K-cups?
Boom.
Did you figure it out?
Dude, while you were talking... This is how technically savvy I am.
Oh, boy.
While you were talking... On the radio moments ago.
Yeah, that's called chewing clock while you were over there doing whatever the hell it was you were doing.
I was able to reset my password on my iPad.
There you go.
And I am now very close to playing farts. I'm in. Now, if I can just remember, I need to write down the one I just changed it to.
Are you going
to
be that guy?
They make us change our passwords way too often around here.
Are you going to be that guy that has the password written on the computer just on a sticky note?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... I mean,
until you forget to change the note.
No. You can get in my... I mean, what is somebody... Seriously, if somebody had access to my Odyssey account, what are they getting?
Well...
What are they... Honestly?
Really, do you really want to go down...
Yeah.
We've had this... I don't even know if we're allowed to... They
Well, can, I think there's two different things.
They
like,
can put viruses in your computer.
Well, I don't have a computer.
What did you just log into?
Well, it's my iPad.
Yeah, but it's connected to Odyssey.
And you're talking about this computer here?
All of it. It's all connected through Odyssey and the email.
I know we've been through that once.
I think we've actually been through it twice. which is why we have all of the safety measures.
By the way, the YouTubers, very excited. They've been a topic of conversation already, and there are 57 of them watching at this moment.
All right.
No one takes those 57 viewers more seriously than Dirt and Sprague and Swag. That is of utmost importance. So you YouTube bros out there, or broettes, just know, at least the morning show, very, very concerned that you guys have the ability to watch and listen. But yeah, we've had people be infiltrated before because of those sorts of things.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
And it's
just
not good.
I was thinking more of like... Any secrets or like... I
guarantee you don't have any jet age bombing Yemen secrets on your computer.
You can get my email if you want. Could you answer a few of them for me?
But they can get into yours and then send emails from your account to someone else. And then when they open it, the entire system goes boom.
Well, would that be a bad thing?
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to not have that happen.
Yeah, but have you seen our system?
Rob just taking a flamethrower to the corporate security accounts. I love it.
Yeah, they make us jump through way too many hoops.
They do make us jump through a lot of hoops, yes.
Now, I'm hoping this is not an April Fool's, but somebody in the text line says, I'm a gardener for the city of Portland, and they make us change our iPhone codes every 2 weeks?
Well...
That's nuts.
I don't know about every 2 weeks, but so if you don't know what happens now is that... No one hacks your email and gives a rip, but they put spyware on your company system, and then they take control of your system, and then they say, you will pay us X amount of dollars or your system is gone. And for most places, you can't have your system just completely erased. And people usually end up paying. It's modern day piracy, and it's not good. Have you ever seen I'll look it up, but the numbers that cost companies a year, it's a staggering amount, the pay-for-play schemes that people run.
Well, they can have our system.
Take it.
I'm not paying.
Rob's like, I'm not paying.
If the company wants to pay, that's
all fine. Your fart sounders gone forever, Rob.
Well, we can find new farts.
Are you all right over there now?
I love listening to you drink your water.
Well,
or is that a beer? Are you drinking on the air?
That's what I'm doing. Well, you seem to be quite occupied right now.
I'm just saving a password here.
Okay. So.
Just got to get everything right.
It's a great start. It's a great start. We're glad you're back.
Thanks.
Just right back in the saddle. How was golf or Cat AIDS or whatever it was?
Well, we got rained out yesterday, fella.
That's no good.
I'm watching Oregon State basketball. Is this live?
Yeah, they're in the whatever that crown thing is. The college, but it's in Vegas, and it's the...
Look at them battling.
The college crown thing or whatever.
Yeah, they're battling Central Florida.
We're running... There's 9 people there. We're running ads for it. If you want to know how pervasive gambling is, we're now running... the Bet Network or whatever? What do we run those ads for?
Oh,
BetQL.
BetQL. Well, no, they've rebranded now. They are BetMGM.
Yeah, BetMGM. And so this is, I think, at the MGM. And so if you listen now, we're promoting this hot new basketball tournament that's basically just, I think it's the old CIT.
It's just so you can gamble.
Just pushing bodies to the window.
Yes.
Pushing bodies to the window.
I mean, I do enjoy the fact that for TV, they've tried to, like, turn down the lights so you can't see that there's no one there. But I mean that when I say that there is no one there.
Hey, we got a tie ball game, though. Good ball game.
You could count every person there.
Good little ball game. Yeah. I was reading that Oregon State has lost its top 3 scorers to the portal.
Yeah, so those guys aren't here.
And UCF has lost its top scorer and 6 other players to the portal. There are 10 players in all. No, 11, because Oregon State lost another guy.
Yeah.
There are 11 players not playing in this game.
Yeah, it's an important tournament.
Here at
Go Beavers, how about that?
Here at the Crown.
There was a team.
And yet the Beavers still winning. I mean, is there anything the Tinkler can't do?
Make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Well, he did. He made the Elite Eight. Come on,
or
man.
The NIT or the CBI.
Give that man a raise.
Who was it? There was a... I forget who it was. It was the team that won the Horizon League Championship. I forget who it was, but... whoever won the Horizon League title and went to the tournament, they got bounced in the first round. Obviously, they were 14 or 15 seed or whatever. I believe they no longer have a team. I think it's their top 9 or 10 guys are all gone.
Yeah.
So there isn't a team.
Robert Morris.
They're gone. They're just... That's like when Calipari took the Arkansas job and he goes, well, first thing I got to do is meet with the team. Oh, wait, I don't have a team. Everyone left. Like, that's the thing is, like, a lot of times now, well, you got to build rosters from scratch.
That's college basketball now.
Yeah.
There's like 1,700 kids in the portal already, they said.
Yeah. I mean, this is the reality of it. But, you know, coaches are leaving too. I mean, we had coaches coaching in the NCAA tournament that had already accepted jobs. You had coaches that were actively campaigning against their school while in the tournament, Kevin Willard, that were taking other jobs. I mean, it's just, no one cares when coaches do it, but when players do it, it's the end of the world. I mean, God forbid.
What I think is funny about the transfer portal is that I think that every team's fans, for the most part, like for 95% of the players, they're like, oh, good, go.
Yeah.
Transfer away.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't like you. Because all these guys are so, I mean, you know.
Well, Kansas lost, I guess, some big freshman kid that wasn't great, but they.
He was good, but.
But that's the sort of kid again, that you want to keep around because eventually the idea is that he will be good.
Maybe. I mean, he was one of those guys that could jump out of the gym and block your shot, but, I mean, he had bricks for hands, you know. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, anytime somebody enters the transfer portal, you talk to their fans who really watch their games, like, good, upgrade. Let's go get somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like nobody, there's only one guy I've seen that's entered the portal that I'm like, ooh, I bet their fans are pissed. And that's that Maryland, the guard from Maryland.
Yeah.
I forget his name. He's good.
Yeah.
And he's transferring.
And he's going to end up going with the coach, right? He'll end up going to Villanova. I think they said they thought he was going to take a couple players with him.
Maybe old Buzz will get him to stay. I don't know. But
this is just the reality. So you can bitch and moan all you want about
it. I'm going to bitch. I'm going to moan.
Well, remember, Oregon State had a potential Final Four national title type women's basketball team, and they all got ripped apart last year.
Bitch!
But, you know, but if they could rip away players from other teams, they would do it too. It's just, it's the haves and the have-nots, and it's just... It's now the norm. It's
but not for all the kids exception. Leaving, they're going to be replaced by other transfers. It's just like
it's feeder
it's
system.
It's just like rotating chairs, yeah. You know?
The only downside is that, like, the mid-major is probably that era of basketball where that was kind of fun. That's kind of gone. But we were talking about while you were gone. This is the highest-rated tournament we've had since 93.
Well, yeah.
And it hadn't been a great tournament, so...
Yeah, but it's a great Final Four.
Exactly. So you can sit here and say all you want that you want the little guy, but, I don't know, apparently the TV numbers say that you don't. And as long as gambling keeps being prevalent, there's going to be interest in it. Like, I was at a family... They call it a family. My gal's got a little friend group that she calls the family dinner. And we went to that thing and no one was talking about anything other than what they were gambling on. Like the games were on and that was the Duke Alabama game. And all anyone at that thing was talking about was not who was in the tournament or whatever. It was just, they were just talking about bets and then going up to Alien A to cash them out. And so I think for the average viewer, I think gambling for a large part has replaced any sort of excitement that goes along with mid-majors or Cinderella and buzzer beaters. Yeah, it's and you hear it now on every commercial, every sporting event, there is 9 different commercials in there about, hey, you can gamble on this. It's become our new norm.
All right, well, it's good to be back. I was going to tell you, we got 9 holes in, and then the big one hit last night.
Yeah.
You guys were on the air probably about four, maybe a little before 4.
Yeah, it was nice when I was coming in, and then at the old Hot 5 at 5, I was like, is it still nice out there? And people were like, no.
It was a wild storm.
Yeah.
Came cruising through, and it wiped out the tournament at the hallowed grounds of Portland Golf Club.
So no Rob Slam.
It'll have to wait another... month? Maybe another year?
They're going
to
redo it?
Well, I don't know. This was a pro-am.
Oh.
I was with my Langdon bros. Mm. And they called it off. Could not recover the course in time for us to finish.
Went no joy. By the way, the average company ransomware attack to get their system back, $5.1 million last year. That is why anytime you get mad at your company for having a bunch of stupid security measures, and believe me, they are stupid, that's why right there.
Well, as RJ said, based on the performance of the Odyssey app, I don't think much is at risk. He's not wrong. Why are you so quiet?
I was reading through about the Beavs roster. Apparently,
were laying out there.
They have 2 healthy subs right now, so they're running a 7-man rotation.
Well, Retai, I saw, went to Baylor.
Yeah, he was their leading scorer.
Yeah, he was the kid from Germany.
He's going to be a Baylor Bear.
Born in Germany, maybe.
And probably got a decent chunk of money. I also saw today that...
That's kind of a weird... Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor. Well, Baylor won a national title a couple years ago.
It's a good program, but you're going to Waco. Like, you go from Corvallis to Waco?
And probably got paid a lot of money. They were saying that... It wasn't him, but... saw a thing today where they're saying that now, for a top guard in the transfer portal... asking somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 2.5 milli to pluck one of these guys. I was like, yikes.
That's why they're transferring.
That's why they're transferring.
Right, I mean, there.
So if that's one of the top guards, you're getting 2.5 mil. Dude, you're scoring 18 a game, and let's say you're a top 10 guard in the portal, you're pulling in at least $1 million. You would go 2. And for these,
transferring 4 times in 4 years.
Well, for some of these kids, let's right? Go. This is their only chance. I mean, not everyone's going to the NBA. I saw supposedly the number 2 pick in the WNBA draft coming up. She's a guard out of Notre Dame. Don't know who she is. Sorry, I don't follow college women's basketball. But she's turning down the WNBA to stay in school and transfer because of NIL.
Caitlin Clark is
WNBA wise. Players don't make a bunch of money. You're going to, outside of endorsements, you're going to make more money probably in the open market going to UConn or South Carolina in the college women's game than you are going to the NBA. Juju Watkins making a hell of a lot more money at USC than she's ever going to make in the WNBA.
All right, Buckley's over there. He's back from vacation.
What's up, man?
I missed you. You did? Yeah.
Aw.
Although I did make a comment about his lack of tan, and he got very pissed off about that.
Yeah. I don't know if I got pissed off. I was quick to defend
him.
He was
very defensive.
Was he a lot of... Are you a sunscreen guy, or do you just stay in and...
No, I spent pretty much the whole time outside. I noticed a difference. No one else notices.
I didn't want to say anything, but...
He did not look tan.
I did notice that when I saw you...
Looked about the same?
You did not look tan.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
I, unlike Rob, thought a one man's tan is his own business.
That's fair.
Oh, I didn't do the souk pre-tan. I probably should have.
I'm going to lay out on that one. Just let you do you, boo-boo. I thought maybe you had like one of those Japanese umbrellas, Michael Jackson style. I don't know.
No.
Maybe you care about skin cancer. Couldn't tell you.
Do you dress in all sleeves and pants?
No, the kids wear sleeves, though. Yeah. Because then you don't have to sunscreen them.
Well, and, you know, that's the other one. Some, you know, you're a bigger fella, too. You know, some guys are a little sensitive about
not
the old beach,
guy.
And so they wear the swim shirt.
No.
You know?
I think the swim shirt is embarrassing.
I do, too, but... I've seen it. I may have seen it.
No, I saw it this vacation on a half a dozen dudes.
I've seen members of my extended family that go swim shirt, and I'm like, boy, that's making it look worse.
Nope.
Like, you're drawing more attention to those bad boys.
What would someone think if you went swim shirt?
No
speedo.
Pants.
Oh, that's power move.
Because, like, that's the dope. Like,
I love that.
Because you see Speedo guy, and yeah. he's, like, as confident as hell. Doesn't matter what his body looks like. What's that?
That's when you're letting it all hang out.
Oh, like the like the Mets' new hit celebration.
Yes.
Flopping dong.
Flopping it out.
Have you seen that?
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, what if you did that? So it's like you've got the insecurity of the swim shirt, but you've
I love
got
dong
the
news.
The
I do.
The what's the word? Like the bravado of the Speedo.
Yeah.
What is one to do with that?
Well, it just means you're probably packing some heat, but you also got a lot of baggage up top, and that's you know, for guys, that's a tough one.
Well, what if you just get a big enough swim shirt and then you can Pooh Bear the whole thing and you just no bottoms, just one big swim shirt that covers it up,
like a male muumuu.
Yeah,
I kind of want to see someone now in.
And then you're in the pool. It's like floating up around you.
Well, and if you really
jellyfish,
if you really want to go power the golden age of mitts, the up tops for the men, was like the old 30s swimsuits because they were one-piecers. You see, like, on the old, like, Coney Island days, they're trunks, but with, like, a built-in tank top.
It's almost like a wrestling singlet kind of a situation.
Dude, like, guys back in the day, if you're walking around with some man up tops, that was, like, peak. There's going to be some fat guy that tries to bring back that. You know, like some fat rapper guy that'll be like, I'm bringing this thing back. But if you are big and you're embarrassed about that, get a tan, because tan fat looks better than white fat.
No question.
It's why the Polynesians walk around
so
confident.
That's why I know that my fat looks better today than it did 8 days ago.
And that's all that matters, Buck, is you know that.
We've got a lot of cool April Fool's Day jokes today.
Oh, God. Can we?
So I'm going to get to that next.
There's only one good April Fool's joke of all time, and that was Sid Finch.
We've got NFL rules votes. We've got Final Four talk, college football stuff, you name it, we've got it on a Tuesday. Beavers, by the way, now losing by 7.
Duh.
They were right there. Sorry, 9.
You're going to hang that banner up, are you?
45-36, just plucky
Gil.
Without their top three. Plucky.
Yeah, there's 6 players.
How many did they lose by?
11.
Really?
Yeah, we'll say 11.
Okay.
I know nothing about either team.
I'd say 26.
11.
We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us on The Fam. This is basketball. Now, the portal opens on March 24th, so it's been open a week, and it closes on the 24th of April, so they're expecting, last year they ended at about 2,000, so it'll probably be like close to 3,000 kids.
Well, last...
which is a lot.
When did they do it? I think it was 6 years ago they did this. Buck had the graphic. We were talking about it yesterday. They did the Sweet 16 teams, and of the top 8 players by minutes, there was 13% of them were transfer players.
Yeah.
And I think like 4 or 5 of the teams had 7 or 8 all players that they recruited. In this year's Sweet 16, it was almost 60% of top 8 players on teams were all transfer players. Duke was a little homegrown. I think BYU was mostly homegrown, which makes sense. No one's transferring to BYU.
Well, Purdue was,
but
Michigan State.
The vast majority of teams, it was like 6 of their top 8. I think Houston had 2 guys that were homegrown.
Yeah, the 3 that Isaac just named were basically the 3 outliers, and the other 13 teams are all at least 40 to 60%.
So if you take away the couple outliers like Purdue and BYU, that's more like probably 75%. Or more are transfer kids.
My favorite stat from the Sweet 16 was Michigan had more players in its starting 5 that started at Texas Tech than Texas Tech did that started at Texas Tech.
I love that. Well, and then the other one, too, with guys sticking around, it used to be the one-and-done era, right? But Auburn's starting five, and you had to cherry pick this a little bit, but a starting five that Portland has rolled out this year of Scoot and Shaden, Denny, Klingon, and Kamara, which is that's a legit starting five for the Blazers, is younger than the starting five for Auburn.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. And that's an SEC power, which you would think would be a lot of young kids. No, all the Auburn kids are all 23, well, 24, 25.
Jani Broom looks like he's 40.
Yes. Well, again, this goes back to that Notre Dame gal sticking around. Look, unless you're Cooper Flagg and you know you're going to be a top pick, there's a lot of money and lifestyle to be made sticking around college basketball. So these mid-major bros that start out, was it Clayton Jr. at Florida? He was an Iona kid. So you start out at Iona for 2 years. Maybe you end up somewhere for a year. And then someone's like, hey, you might be able to go to the NBA or go to Florida, make $3 million, spend a couple years at Florida, build up your draft stock. Now all of a sudden you're 24 and on you go into the NBA. I mean, well, it's kind of a new era. So from that standpoint, you're going to get better teams.
Well, you already did. Look at the Final Four.
It's great. And you're going to get better players.
These teams are as elite as any four teams ever in the Final Four.
Ken Pom, he's been doing this since 96, I think. And these four teams, I believe, are four of the top, is it 10 or 12?
Ever
in his rankings.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get. I don't know how you could complain about that.
Yeah.
Other than Cinderella, like we talked about this while you were gone, but the traditional Cinderella is going away.
Yeah.
Because of this, but there are still things to root for. Like if you don't like the current state of college basketball, why didn't you root for Purdue?
Yeah.
Because Purdue was all homegrown and they were all from Indiana.
Yeah. But you don't like that.
But well, that's the new. So there's new Cinderellas. It's just not the traditional sense. And like you said, we don't really care about Cinderella anyway, except for one moment, like in the first round, and then we want them to go away. We watch when it's the major brand. So I don't know what people are complaining about. Yeah. Although I don't even know if people are complaining, really.
They're not
complaining. It's just different.
Well, people are complaining.
And it's creating a better game.
It is. Well, people are complaining because that's what we do. People complain on social media. We bitch on this. We bitch on that. But the TV numbers don't lie. Because this arguably has been one of the more boring tournaments we've seen in years. There hasn't. Like, we've had one legitimate buzzer beater, and that was the Crab Five, the kid at Maryland. Was that Queen, the freshman? That was, I believe, the only real buzzer beater we've had. We had the Houston inbound play, which wasn't a buzzer beater, but right down to the wire. And other than that, we haven't had a lot of, like, nail-biting games. And yet, the numbers are through the roof. So
Because you have...
Brand names.
Brands and teams that matter.
Yep.
Like, people want to watch Florida. People want to watch Cooper Flagg and Duke. Yep. People want to watch Auburn. I mean, and there have been better games. I mean, I don't know. You don't just, it's not all about buzzer beaters. So there have been good games. It's just, I don't know. It's always going to be the big brands that pull the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And if the big brands are getting better, that's what we've been asking for in college basketball for 15 years.
Well, and it's the same thing in college football. For everyone that's obviously, and it's all slanted, because if you're a Washington State fan, if you're an Oregon State fan, if you're a mid-major program, it sucks. You're kind of getting your kneecaps bitten off. But for the general audience, that audience will continue to grow. Because what do we always say about in college football? There's not enough big games. You're getting bigger games. You're getting them in the regular season. We're getting more of them in the postseason. And hopefully, we're going to get more in the non-con when we start kind of doing the SEC Big Ten kind of back and forth scheduling. Maybe getting rid of some of the, playing the Mississippi, Valley little sister of the poor teams. And while that does eliminate a certain element of college football for fan bases, the general audience, that number is going to grow. When Michigan plays Alabama in the Rose Bowl, it does like 23 million people. You're not getting that when Boise State plays whoever in the Rose Bowl. You're just not.
RJ says, it's time for college sports to just have a fantasy draft every offseason. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Everyone just...
The portal is just a draft. Like, that's the draft pool. Yeah. And, like, the worst teams... Who's the worst team? Like, Colorado picks first.
They get Cooper Flagg.
Oregon State gets freaking the...
I got a feeling college players are not signing up for that.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. But, yeah, like, Oregon State gets that Maryland guard.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
You know?
Yeah, I wonder... I'm just trying to think of the idea of sending like some kid from the East Coast who's used to playing in full arenas, and you send him, no offense, but you let hey, I don't want to crap on the Beavers. We'll send him to Pullman. We send him out to Washington
State.
Yeah,
let's crap on the Cougs instead.
Well, the Beavs get too much flack out here, so we'll send him up to Pullman.
Why are you going there?
Why are you going there? Where else do you want to send him?
Why are you going there?
If you had to send someone to a major West Coast program, like the idea of sending someone to Siberia, is it not?
West Coast Siberia?
Yeah.
West Coast Siberia is Pullman.
Pullman, right?
There's no doubt about it.
You know, at least Corvallis, you're...
Maybe Spokane.
Spokane? Well, they got Gonzaga there.
Well, but you got Washington State and Pullman. I'm talking about location.
Yes.
Like, completely, the most remote place you can play college basketball, major college basketball on the West Coast?
It's Pullman.
Yeah, it's Spokane or Pullman.
Yeah.
And they're right by each other, so. Yeah.
Take your pick. At least Spokane has a really, really good team. Washington State?
All right, well, I don't know why we're talking about this. Who cares about college basketball, am I right? Let's get to a real sport. Golf.
UFL? By the way, did they play this weekend, anybody? Who? The UFL? Did they strike? What? Did they play?
I don't know. Who cares? They supposed to play?
I think the season's supposed to start. But they were striking.
Yeah, because remember we talked about the big Ken Whisenhunt news?
Yeah! That's...
Taking a leave of absence?
So, is anyone aware, anyone at all, did the UFL play?
I don't know. Hmm. Buckley doesn't know. You don't know. It appears this show doesn't know.
I thought Buckley would know he was in Hawaii. I thought Buckley would have some sort of line on a game.
He wasn't even watching. No. I'm still pissed at him. He TGL? Wasn't even watching TGL in Hawaii.
I know.
I told you I caught a little bit of it at the bar.
Buckley.
Unbelievable.
You let us all down.
I know.
All right. Calm down. NFL rules votes. And April Fool's Day talk.
Thank God.
That's what's coming up. Here's Buck.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You want to just want to listen to a couple of dads, a couple of old friends?
Let's
just
go.
Talking nothing?
Couple of old dads.
Rhett and Link.
Let's do it.
The new Isaac and Sook. Mm. Was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Beaver's only down 6.
Hey, my 11's looking pretty good.
The UFL did play.
Oh.
I am also told by my sources that Ken Wisenhunt has returned to the Showboats.
His leave of absence is over. That is the more you know right there.
He did miss the opener, and they did lose, so they needed his witty tutelage.
His wise ways.
And they lost to the Panthers, 26-12.
The Panthers.
That's right. Mm. So they're 0-1. Got to dig out of a hole. Mm.
However will they.
With the Wisenator back.
8 games? 10 games?
I don't know, dude. You're lucky I knew that.
You could literally tell me any lie about the UFL, and I'd probably be like, that sounds about right.
They play 30 games.
Does seem a bit much, but why not?
So, it is April Fool's Day. It was. I have to report to you that Buck was fooled by 7:30 this morning.
Buck got ball sacked again?
Yeah.
Well, that's debatable.
No, he did.
No.
Well, you got ball sacked. But you got ball sacked knowing you were getting ball sacked.
Yeah, that's right.
But sort of ignoring the fact that you were getting ball sacked.
Do you secretly want to be sacked?
I think he likes being sacked.
So the first thing I saw was the bogus Tiger Woods dealio, and maybe you're going to get to that. But somebody took the bait on the Tiger Woods thing, and I'm like, well, that's dumb. And then right below it, I saw a tweet that was from the previous day. It said it was from, like, this was like 7 a.m., and it said it was 9 hours ago. I'm like, well, that wasn't even April Fool's Day. And it was that Hunter Dickinson was getting another season in college.
Yeah, which he's not.
No. Now, the Tiger Woods one, if you don't know, Tiger put out, who knew Tiger's out there doing
this? He's so zany. Ah, so zany, that Tiger.
He's just Mr. So personality. Zany. You know, he tore his Achilles, and he put out a tweet saying that he was going to play in the Masters.
Yeah.
That, you know.
He's recovered. He's recovered. Ready to go.
And then he was like, PSA for Fools. my Achilles is so nice. Again, I stand by my statement. There's only been one good April Fool's of all time, and it was 40 years ago today, and that was Sid Finch. Look it up in SI. That's the only good April Fool's.
The April Fool's thing, I don't know whether we've just become more, I don't know, maybe we're evolving as a species that we know what's funny and what isn't better now. But April Fool's jokes are not funny. I think they used to be.
Did they? Is this like back in the day when you used to wave ships goodbye? Because that was a thing. Or that you would go out and like kick a can down the road. Like,
you run with a stick and a tire.
Exactly. The amount of things, maybe a tree swing, the amount of things that used to be considered entertaining, we didn't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
But I do think we've evolved now.
It's a bit like TV when you had 3 channels.
Yes.
April Fool's jokes was like, it's all we knew. It's exactly. Like, that's funny. But now they're so stupid, there's no upside to them.
No.
So everyone hates April Fool's Day now.
Yeah. And
because it's not funny.
And no one does them well.
It's annoying.
Yeah. You just seem
Well, I mean, Tiger did it about as well as you could do it because I was watching, I flip on the Golf Channel.
Yeah.
And they were on there. There we go. Tiger had me for about 7 seconds. You know.
So crowd loves it.
Do you flip on the Golf Channel in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time.
Wow.
See what they're talking about on there. It was all about the amateur girls.
Oh,
that's because it's the Masters. The week before the Masters, I don't know if you know this.
I do.
But the week before the Masters, they play the girls amateur.
That I didn't know. I know it's the week before the Masters.
It's at Augusta National, bro. Oh. It's a big deal.
I still don't care. So
it's a big deal.
By the way, the UFL team is playing a robust 10-game schedule this year.
Hey, look at that. And now are they all in the one stadium still, or are they actually?
No, there's. It looks like they're rotating. 2 or 3 sites. I see.
Man, that UFL is growing.
DC. Well, no. It looks like they all have their own.
Oh, all right.
San Antonio, Memphis, DC, Arlington, St. Louis,
so
Birmingham.
Exciting. So exciting. The Battle Hawks. That's my team.
Yeah, they won big. If you were a fan, you'd know that.
Yeah.
But clearly you're not.
No. Oh, more of a Battle Hawks poser.
The other really funny one. Well, I think that's the point of April Fool's jokes is that even when you do them right, they're not funny.
No.
And people are just annoyed by them.
Yeah.
Because then there's like, like somebody probably fell for the Tiger Woods thing. They don't know anything about Achilles.
Sure.
And they're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And now they're pissed off.
So what did Buck get ball sacked on?
Well, his was the Hunter Dickinson.
Hunter Dickinson got another year.
Yeah, and he did not.
Which in today's NCAA is not the most
far-fetched. Did he forward it on to you?
Yes. That's right. He's like, look at this. I'm like, dude, it's 7:30 in the morning on April Fool's Day, and you still don't know it's an April Fool's joke.
I said it was more than 7 hours ago. So it was yesterday's tweet, and I therefore thought it might be real.
The gullibility of Buck. You know what? I'm a little envious that Buck lives in a world, because I always say introduce more whimsy in your life. It's going to make your life better. I enjoy that Buck has an open mind, that he just, it's like with AI Brian Ferentz or whatever. Like, we want it to be true, and therefore it is. So in Buck's world, Cream Steed Roper is a college baseball player, and that's a better world. The world is better if that's real, and I like that in Buck's
maybe it's
world.
Time to grab a hold of your little step ladders, yeah, and go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Climb out of his ass.
Yes, yeah. That makes it a better world. So, Buck, I am jealous of you.
That's right. I bring the whimsy.
You do. It's great.
Yeah, the other one was Arizona State tweeted out a picture of their new maroon field.
Oh, I can see that.
And again, it's not going to be a maroon field,
but
it's April Fool's Day. Yeah. And
did it look kind of cool?
Yeah, actually, it kind of did.
Oh. Can I? Yeah, I just
it's
looked
not bad
at this. Hey, ASU.
Do that.
Don't. That looks, no.
Dude, that's way better.
Way better.
Look, ASU needs a gimmick because it's ASU, and that's actually not a bad look.
No, it doesn't look bad, but every time you watch a game on those colored fields, it's not good. Mm. I mean, Boise, not good.
Makes
me
feel uncomfortable when you use the word colored.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the moment you said that, and I know in no way was there a bad connotation to that, but I had an immediate,
yeah, I'm
not
even,
that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
I'm not even going to joke about it.
No. I think it looks pretty good. And by the way, who knew that's Mountain America Stadium now?
Well, Eastern Washington has the red field.
Yeah.
Also dumb.
Yeah.
So let's not do
that. Well, that's bright red. That burns my retina. Yeah. And Coastal Carolina, the
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers, right? Yeah, they've got the teal.
The Michael Strahan gap, the tooth gap.
That was pretty good.
That was
good.
An April Fool's joke.
I'll give Strahan some credit because April Fool's jokes are inherently stupid and there's no good ones. That is the best of the worst.
And then somebody else said, Google left-handed Whopper.
I do remember that, the Burger King. Yeah, I think I remember something about that.
So, I mean, you know, even when you do it well, it's like, yeah. But it's never, I don't know.
Well, we're not,
I think,
allowed.
We're all over April Fool's.
And we get like an update from the company every year, like a warning, because you're not allowed to do that on radio.
Yeah, in a stunning turn of events, the No Fun Police email us.
Yes.
And say, you can't have fun on the radio.
Didn't stop me, now did it.
No, it sure did not.
One of them got me like 10 years ago, too. Was
an Odyssey station.
Former Auburn running back Michael Dyer came out and said his knee was down in the national championship game. And I was like, that son of a bitch! And then my buddies are like, dude, he didn't say that.
It's freaking... So you can't believe anything for a day.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Because I saw that Peter Schrager of NFL Network was going to ESPN.
But that was yesterday's news, which I thought Hunter Dickinson's was.
I didn't see it yesterday. I just saw it today. So it's hitting my timeline. I'm like, well, that's got to be an April Fool's joke. He's not leaving. Well, then you dig into it a little further. He did leave.
He did leave.
He's going to ESPN.
Well, God forbid, and I'm like being dead serious about this. Imagine if on April 1st, I can't even say it. Like, imagine if someone was a major figure.
Well, what about this? What if Luka got traded on April 1st?
No. I'm saying, like, what if a major figure in the world got assassinated?
What?
On April 1st. Like, you woke, or a 9/11 thing. Ooh. What if you woke up and a major metropolitan area had a plane, or like someone had set off a bomb in the middle of the city on April 1st? How long, you know, before a handful of people are like, horse crap, April Fools, there'd be some uncomfortable moments. Nothing bad should ever happen on April 1st because half the people won't believe it because it's April 1st. Especially with the way like Twitter and social media works. It would take you a while.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we'll be back to normal. Mm. But for now, you can't believe anything.
Be wary.
Still waiting. Yeah, right. I'm waiting for the
next one. If it comes from Buck. No offense, but anytime Buck sends you something or has a report, just understand. Slowly back away, maybe work a Google.
That's right.
Let's get to some NFL rules votes. Pretty hot.
A lot of tush.
Pretty hot.
Hot tush talk.
Next on The Fan.
The Oregon State Beavers do not have a player that is averaging double digits this season.
Yeah, their top three scorers are out.
Yeah,
they're transferred.
From what I can tell, their leading scorer that started this game is a robust 7 points and 3.2 rebounds per game.
Yeah.
That's Josiah Lake.
That's why the spread went from 1 to 5.
Yeah. They have a guy, Joanna Munch or Johan, probably Munch, and he is averaging 1.1 points and 0.6 rebounds, and he is starting in this game.
They have a guy named Joanna?
Johan. He's from Copenhagen, Denmark. It's insane, but I like to make fun of the Danes because, you know, screw you, Danes.
A lot of April Fool's jokes.
That is not an April Fool's joke, by the way. That is their
story. No, that's real.
That's real.
Yeah. And they're still holding tough with UCF.
And this
they must suck.
Vicious cockfight. Well,
although they lost 7 guys, too. They lost their top score. I know that.
Let's look up and see what what's sort of... Oh, no. The first guy I clicked on is averaging 10.5 a game.
Yeah.
So clearly, Central Florida has a leg up in this.
Boy, there's a guy who said he had to put his dog down today.
Oh, and, God.
Literally, people are responding as if it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I once pounded on the bathroom door, told my sister the house was on fire while she was on the throne.
What?
She made it out the front door before she realized she'd been had.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Mom loved it.
Really?
PTI did an April Fool's joke one year that was pretty good. Then they did it the next year. It was less funny. Then they did it the next year again.
Mm.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
One's enough.
Just pranks in general. Because that's now the whole YouTube thing and, like, you know, there's the entire, like, Instagram pages dedicated to pranks.
Yeah, gotcha bits. They're and big
some,
right now.
And some of those, you do those to people, you're going to get yourself shot or get your ass beat, and you deserve it. You're, like, going up to strangers. Like, there was one I saw where they were literally going up to people at ATMs and, like, grabbing them from behind. Dude, you're at an ATM and someone grabs me around the neck, I promise you, there is a fight coming. And then it's like, whoa, 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 bro, it's a prank. No, you're getting your ass kicked. And if you're unlucky, the person at the ATM has a gun and you're getting shot.
Someone else said they got a hole-in-one on April 1st.
Oh, no one.
Clubhouse told me I was a liar in spite of witnesses. Despite witnesses.
Yeah.
April Fool's is only good when you semi-prank your kids. Maybe put food coloring in the milk or water. I don't know. Play a harmless joke on them. Says one of our texters.
The only thing I can ever remember pranking one of my kids, and to this day she gets pissed at me for it, is I don't even remember why I did it. I remember when my daughter was like 14 or 15, my oldest now, probably because she was just being nasty. I went into her room and I started being really pissed and was like, you just weren't going to tell me? And she was like, what? I'm like, you're seriously pulling this crap right now. You weren't going to tell me. And I really laid it on thick. And then I started getting mad and yelling. I'm like, you better effing come clean right now. I'm like, I am. So, and she started freaking out and was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she started crying. And I was like, oh, I was just kidding.
God. Jesus. Dad?
My son is an idiot.
It's the only thing. I think that's the only time I ever, quote, pranked one of my kids. And it wasn't on April Fool's. And there was a... I wish I could remember why. There was a specific reason why I did it.
You were probably trying to get her to actually fess to something you didn't know about.
No.
What if she started crying? She'd be like, oh, you're right, I'm pregnant.
That's the fear, is that I didn't think about it. I think it was she had done something that like pissed off my wife. And I don't know, my wife was like, you got to get her back. And I wish I could remember why. I'll have to text her. But it was, I actually felt bad as the bit was going on because it went on for like 45 seconds. And then when the tears started, then I was like, oh crap. I had to come.
God. I had to come clean. 13 years ago, I was bedside watching my grandpa take his last breath on April 1st. I was convinced it was an elaborate and expensive prank.
Oh.
Breaking news, he's still super dead. That from Dicker.
Boy, you want to talk about the worst prank of all time? And like your grandpa just pops up. I was like, ah!
Would you respect it? The no, lengths?
Well,
the yeah, lengths?
Yeah, I would respect the length, but at the same time, yeah, that's...
When I was a kid,
someone's dead?
I thought the whole point of April Fool's was just to get someone to believe something that wasn't true. So when I was in like third or fourth grade, I called my dad at work and told him that our dog died. And
and
then he's like, what? And I'm like, April Fool's! And he's like, that's not funny.
Yeah, I think you've told us that before.
Yeah, I think I told you last year.
You
on
were
April
just
Fools.
Learning. Yeah, you were learning your ways as a youth.
Yeah.
How to prank. But Deal's right. It's like pranks turn into hate crimes pretty easily right now.
Yes.
There's like a fine line there.
Yes, there. Which is why you just don't do it.
It was a goof.
Maybe that's good. Society's you know, maybe we're evolving in a way that
we're not.
We're evolving past
we're not.
Prank. We're learning that
we're not.
Just stop pranking.
There was one.
Stop doing bits.
Last year, there was a group. I think it was over in England, but it was a group of like teenagers that would open people's front doors and then walk into their homes and not leave. They'd be like, "Oh, we're here for, you know, the party or whatever," and they'd be, of course, be filming it. And the people like get out of my house. They're like, "What are you talking?" And they wouldn't leave. And like, we're not evolving. If anything, we're devolving. We're getting worse and worse and worse. Maybe the general society has learned that these things are dumb, but as long as people are, quote, creating content, we're getting worse.
All right, let's get to, that was our segment on NFL rules votes.
Oh, yeah. The tush push is not going to be banned.
Yeah!
Not yet. It's not. Not yet. A lot of rules talk coming up next on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.